Now, what you used to if you went shopping down at Pizzitz, and you wanted to go just to Pizzitz, where did you want to park on the street? Where would you park down there?
And it's parking lot. Mm-hmm. Pizzitz parking lot. I don't know because I've never done that. Pizzitz came about while I was away, mm-hmm. and when I came back, I was here just a hot minute, mm-hmm. a hot minute, and all of a sudden it was folding up, mm-hmm. and because of when I really did get to it, then I had my walking problem. Mm-hmm. I didn't come home with the walking problem, mm-hmm. but it happened back out here. So whenever I had gone to Pizzitz when it was still in operation, I had to go with somebody who could take me to the door because mm-hmm. I couldn't walk the distance.
Do you have a special name for sometimes you can go to the stores and they have you just drive right up and they have two or three levels of parking. Do you have a name for that kind of thing? You ever call it parking deck or
parking? Yeah, parking deck, right.
Uh-huh. And let's see. What are some of the taller buildings in Montgomery, or larger mm-hmm. office buildings and so forth?
Well, let me see.
They're not even real tall ones, are they?
No. And some of the ones that are tall now have not always been as tall. Mm-hmm. And when I was really going downtown, they weren't tall at all.
Mm-hmm. You get First National Bank building.
Bank, right, and it wasn't. I would imagine that it was about the tallest at the time when it, the Bell Building.
Bell Building.
The Bell Building and First National Bank buildings were.
I guess maybe the Union Bank building now is.
Right, probably. And like I told you yesterday, I don't even know where Union Bank is.
Those are about the only ones over 10 stories, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Right, and this is just recent. This mm-hmm. is a recent development, and I haven't been to town, of course, mm-hmm. downtown mm-hmm. since that time.
And when I was a kid, First National Bank building had 12 floors,
uh-huh.
and that was the biggest building in the city.
Right, in the city.
I think they may
and
have
now it probably has more now, mm-hmm. Since they had renovated it.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever use the term high-rise? Are there any high-rise apartment buildings in Montgomery?
My concept of high-rise, and high-rise, I don't think they are.
Probably so. What kind of apartments do you rent in Montgomery? Do most people rent?
Here, I would imagine, and here again, I've had no dealings with apartment dwellings mm-hmm. here. By virtue of the fact that I had lived here mm-hmm. in a home. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine one and two bedrooms. Mm-hmm. When I was away from here, I naturally heard about the efficiency apartment. And I heard of the one bedroom apartment and so forth, and two bedrooms and three bedrooms.
You ever use the term condominium apartment?
Yeah, condominium.
What do those used to refer to? What does that term usually refer to?
Well, as far as my understanding of it, and here again, it's not here, but it's in Washington. My sister's husband's sister, and she and her husband had bought a condominium and lived in Washington. Now, they gave me the impression that with a condominium, which seems like an apartment, mm-hmm. it is, the difference is that you purchase it mm-hmm. rather than
rent it. So you own it.
You own that piece of property. And that's all the dealings I've had with those too.
Now, what do you have a name for, say, passageways between houses or between buildings, and maybe you can just walk down or something, or behind
the recess.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call those alleys? What's this recess?
Mm-hmm. You said in between apartments.
Or in between buildings.
Oh, in between buildings, yes, I'd call them an alley. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what about areas in the city where buildings have been torn down and not replaced? Any name for?